We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This is Greg Olson, here to tell you about my new podcast, TE1. On the show, I had a chance to talk to my fellow tight ends who have revolutionized the position from an extra lineman to a dual threat superstar. And just like my guests have changed the game, this year, NFL Sunday Ticket.tv is revolutionizing your NFL viewing experience. Stream all the live out-of-market NFL games every Sunday on your favorite devices and never miss a moment from your favorite players. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the promo code GREG88 at checkout and get 15% off your subscription. That's NFLSundayTicket.tv and the promo code GREG88. Subscribe to TE1 and get NFLSundayTicket.tv, an unmatched dual threat.
Welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas, and not with me here today. It's a bunch of people that don't have guts, that don't have it, that don't believe in the culture, that chickened out, that didn't want to do a show, that don't believe in this team the way we do. The only person who is here with me today, statistician and professor photoshopper Christian Hernandez, who has the guts.
What's up? Yeah, you know what? There's nothing to freak out about at all, you know? This is just a bump in the road. We got a scorching hot Middleton night, you know, and the team, I mean, this also does go to speak to the thing that I feel like you've kind of been trolling with this, Gianni, but the consistent theme that the Bucks have been playing better without Giannis in this series than they have with him, and they lost him for essentially the entire second half tonight. And look what happened. They pulled out a W in overtime.
I will say this. The Bucks, they're minus 15 net rating when Giannis is on the floor and plus 9 when he's off. Right? So they've been – that's a considerable swing. I think a lot of that, Christian, is the Bucks run more guard offense. And we know Miami's weakness all year has been Goran and Tyler and Nunn at the point of attack. They were totally washed today defensively. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about, dude, all these fucking people on Twitter, all these fans are like, we're going to be the first team to lose when we're up 3-0. Bro, get a fucking grip. It's always been Heat in five. If you've been here since the big 3 years and before that, it's been Heat in five. That's our consistent thing. And they lost one game when Middleton was prime Kobe Bryant. played 47 minutes. Do you think playing Middleton 47 minutes every game is sustainable? Because that's what they fucking needed today to barely do it when the referees were like bad call after bad call. Jimmy got hacked at the end of that game that would have been free throws. That awful dog shit DiVincenzo call. Like, what the fuck was that? I mean, that foul on Gordon. Like, if we're being real, that's a 100% a sweep. If all things are normal and if the calls are relatively okay, that's a sweep. We're not even talking about this. Bam dominated that game. Middleton was just Kobe fucking Bryant. Like, yeah, there's some stuff the Bucks did offensively, but guys, I mean, come on. What the fuck are we doing?
I mean, it's fun, right? Like, I mean, now that we're up 3-0, like, we have, like, statistical history at our backs, you know? No team in basketball has ever come back from 3-0, right?
Nope.
It's happened in baseball.
And hockey.
And in hockey, but not basketball. So that makes you feel a lot better because, and it tends to make sense, like, if you can beat a team three times in a row, especially in, like, the kind of circumstances that we have in the bubble where there is no real, like, everyone's kind of in the same situation. I would also almost call it the ultimate playing field. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's antiseptic.
Yeah, in the sense that, like, there's, I don't know how you even put, like, an implied, you know, bias towards one team or another. So, like, it's, you know that the Heat are completely capable of beating the Bucks, and they likely will in game five. So I don't think there's anything to stress about this. It was a tight game. It went to overtime. You know, the Heat really should have pulled it out, you know, in regular time. There was a terrible, and I actually, for maybe the first time in my life, agreed with Jeff Van Gundy that because he was really adamant in that moment that, because he saw exactly what was going to happen, and he called it perfectly. There was Jimmy went on a drive and he was fouled by Eric Bledsoe, who smacked him in the forearm, but that caused Jimmy to lose the ball. The problem is that the refs in real time did not call a foul.
Yeah.
And the Bucks, was it the Bucks challenged that play?
Yeah. No, they just reviewed it. They just reviewed it.
Or they just reviewed it and they saw in their review that the ball definitely went off Jimmy Butler. But the reason that it went off Jimmy Butler is because he was hacked on his
forearm. Eric Bledsoe hit the shit out of him.
And it should have been a clear foul, and a foul where in the motion that Jimmy was would have been a shooting foul.
Let me ask you something, Christian. Like, the very next play, or a couple plays later, that DiVincenzo drive where he gets the free throws. If they just have a no call under the basket, not even a charge, if they call a no call, do you think Bucks Twitter or anybody, or are they going to be upset that they didn't get that call? Of course not. Why are you calling that? Like, makeup calls, dude. It was ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to do the ref show because the ref show's stupid and nobody likes the ref show.
No, but, and in this game, in the context of it, like, no team had a lot more free throws than the other. The fouls were pretty balanced.
Yeah,
like,
it's just weird calls at the end.
It doesn't shake the fact that, you know, even a few pretty egregious calls can twist a game, especially one as close as this one. And obviously, you know, the league has a motivation for Giannis to be successful, you know, and they I don't think the league wants to get swept in the second round.
QN on Twitter.
You know, I think there's a little bit of that, and I think that's, you know, that's fair. You want to juice the most out of these games as you can.
I just don't want
the situation that the NBA is in right now where they don't really have fans, you know?
I just don't want people to start fucking Heat fans going off the rails thinking that this is over, that, oh, the Bucks figure something out. Let's be very, very clear about something. The Bucks can run better offense when Spoelstra has not game planned for three-guard offense, right? So, like, what the Bucks did the second Giannis went down, Bud is like, oh, shit, our entire offensive system just went back to locker room. What should I do? He went small. He ran three guards. He ran five out, and they were playing, right? And at the end of the day, they had no answer for Bam. That's why Bam had such a big game. I mean, they got Bam rolling to the basket. He made like 7 or 8 straight shots because they had no size. The Heat were killing them offensive rebounding the third quarter and early in the fourth quarter. And what got dicey for Miami was Milwaukee was doing a really good job of getting over and under screens, knowing who to do it to and who to attack. So Jimmy Butler, Wesley Matthews was daring him to shoot that three when he was coming off those picks. And when Dragic is setting the screen, he's fighting over, not letting him attack that George Hill matchup when he gets switched on to him, that Miami has really liked this series. So they did a really good job there. But that's been there for Miami all series. They've been able to get Jimmy into spots. Just because they didn't today doesn't mean it's not going to happen tomorrow. And by the way, once Jimmy gets past that initial guard, now that Giannis might not be there, because we don't know what his status is going to be for game four, I mean, that's an even easier layup because there's fewer people that can defend the rim and one less really elite help side defender. So defensively, it was kind of the same stuff. Miami was just kind of looked a little weird. And offensively, you know, Miami's going to have to adjust to smaller lineups, and they're going to have to attack a little bit more with Bam on the offensive end. But I don't want people to think that, like, oh, like, this is, like, okay, a couple things change. And, you know, it's hard for a coach when you don't plan for something like this, right? Like, all of a sudden, the Bucks go to, like, plan C or D or whatever. And Eric Spoelstra has prepared for Giannis building the wall, all that stuff. They're not having this other stuff prepared. They haven't even seen that, right? So it's like, considering all that, the fact that it was so close and all the elements against them, I'm not too upset about this. And it's going to be Heat in five. We're good.
Yeah, no, I'm actually trying to see if I can pin down here exactly, you know, which of their lineups they use the most tonight.
I mean, like, they're playing Pat Connaughton again. I mean, come on. Like, we're not scared of Pat Connaughton. We're not scared of Dante DiVincenzo. We're not scared of these people. I'm not scared of Brook Lopez and Eric Bledsoe. Get out of here, dude. I'm just not. Wesley Matthews, okay, minus 25 tonight. Yeesh.
I mean, you would consider Bledsoe, George Hill, and DiVincenzo all to be guards, right?
Yeah.
Well, they were on the court together for 15 minutes tonight, and the Bucks were plus 20.
Yeah, I mean, that's
65% from the field. Yeah, like, defensively, the Heat have some real adjustments that they have to make there. And, like, with that kind of a lineup, like, I would wonder if they would consider throwing the zone back out there, because that's not an overly shooty shooting group. So I think that would be maybe a, like, I mean, we're seeing it, like, somebody pointed out that, you know, we're seeing that right now in the Celtics Raptors series, that the it's the Raptors, I think, that have been utilizing that the last couple games, you know, and have helped them get them back in that series, which I know you're happy about, Gianni.
Yesterday, good stuff.
So, you know, it's been really cool to see that just going to a more switching defense has been productive enough for Miami that they haven't had to rely on their other kind of, I wouldn't even say gimmicks, but I would say their other tools. But maybe they should consider, you know, going to the zone a little bit in those lineups, maybe giving some minutes to, like, Derek Jones and Kelly Olynyk if he gets back healthy in those situations, because they've always been very, very productive.
You know, Kelly didn't look great today, so you kind of hope that by next game he can give him a little more, especially that Giannis isn't going to be there now. And something that I really like from him all series is he's been thumping Lopez on all those drops. So I hope he's a little better next game. Andre as well. Andre was defending Giannis for a lot of the beginning.
You know, Andre didn't play much at all at the end of the game. No. And I'm wondering if his injury is what was really keeping him out, because I thought that was odd. And I mean, it was really awesome to see Tyler hit those two shots at the end. Those were, like, you love seeing a young player being able to rise up in moments like that. But considering how good of a game he had, I'm really surprised that we didn't see Duncan there more towards the end.
I thought Duncan had earned it.
Yeah, and I'm wondering at this point if there's anything that Duncan can do to get him those final minutes, because it seems like Spo's pretty dead set on always going with Tyler in those minutes. And it's hard to disagree with him, because for the most part, it's paid off this season. So, but I wonder if at any point you start to consider if maybe he can give you a little bit more that can kind of just help seal those games off maybe a little quicker, you know, just with his on nights he's shooting, he's just an incredible weapon that can do so much for your offense.
So the Andre thing, I really think that was about them not wanting to shrink the court more offensively, because their points were getting really hard to come by late. And I think that having Andre on the floor as a non-shooter, it's just you want to give Jimmy as much space as possible in those situations. And when he was already struggling to score, I think adding Andre when the Bucks could just leave him on pick and roll and stuff was going to make it a little tougher. I tweeted today out of the Heat Beat account that I thought that Duncan had earned it over Tyler, and then I had to eat my words because Tyler hit those. And I'm kind of at the point that maybe Tyler's pretty firm there. I mean, the guy is their best clutch player. Cooper Moorhead tweeted he's like 6-for-9 in the playoffs from deep in clutch situations. And during the regular season, it's something like 60% or something like that. So, I mean, the guy's been absolutely incredible. Yeah, so regular season, he's 9-for-19, playoffs 4-for-7, overall 13-for-26 on clutch time threes. I mean, that's big time from a rookie. Yeah. So,
I mean, I just wonder if you have to, like, really dabble more with playing them together, like, well, and really trying to go out there. Like, I'm looking at it now. Tonight they were plus one in 19 minutes, but the team scored 53 points in their 19 minutes. That's incredible efficiency on the offensive end.
I just think the issue with playing them together is defensively, and, like, the Bucks forcing that Dragic and Tyler Hero switch at the end of that game onto Middleton. I was being driven crazy. And I know that they've worked all season to get that switch, like, defense going. And they finally have it going. And I think part of the reason why it's worked so well in the playoffs is because Nate McMillan didn't figure out that, you know, Malcolm Brogdon can't be defended by Tyler and Goran. He just never went to that. And it was just too little too late by the time he did in game four. And then in this game, they haven't really had to do that because the offense is so Giannis-centric, and Miami has the wings to hang with anybody. You know what I mean? Like, the guards haven't been an issue this series because the offense has run through Giannis. But now that he's gone, now that Middleton can kind of force those switches on pick and roll and they're not doing that build-the-wall defense, it's gotten hard when you get these smaller guys that he could shoot over. Nikias tweeted this out just now. The Bledsoe, Hill, DiVincenzo, Middleton, and Lopez lineups had a 30 defensive rating today. And I know that's small sample size theater, but that's just not going to hold.
How many minutes?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you would have to check the minutes. So he just,
that would have to be super limited.
I mean, but like
otherwise
that,
the Heat should have gotten destroyed.
But that's a three guard lineup. You know what I mean? Like, and that's part of those, that plus 25 that you were talking about. With right. Middleton and Lopez as your 4 and 5 guys. And they went really small. I mean, Middleton's not a 4, but, I mean, Miami didn't punish him. And Miami doesn't really have a 4 that can punish you like that. You know what I mean? They're just playing Jay Crowder and shit. So,
you've counted on restaurants all your life. Now they're counting on you. And while their dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery with DoorDash. DoorDash is the app that brings the food that you've been craving right to your door. Ordering is really easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and the food will be safely delivered outside your door with a new contactless delivery drop-off setting. Choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, the Cheesecake Factory, anything. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery as well. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local spot, and your food is on the way. Right now, our listeners get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order on $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and use promo code BLUEWIRE. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you use the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BLUEWIRE. Don't forget the code BLUEWIRE, all one word, for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Sundays are back in the NFL. Watch NFL Sunday Ticket.tv. You could stream every live out-of-market NFL game every Sunday afternoon on your favorite device. Plus, Red Zone and DirecTV Fantasy Zone channels never miss your favorite teams and favorite players. No matter where you live, NFL Sunday Ticket.tv is your key to the most glorious Sundays ever. Use promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout to get 15% off your subscription. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use promo code BLUEWIRE.
That's not going to hold. That's just not. And when you get Bam going downhill and when you get all that stuff, like, I'm just, everybody needs to calm the fuck down. Everybody needs to know that this is Heat in 5. The Heat have totally dominated this series from bookend to bookend. Just one stupid shooting night from Chris Middleton is not going to change that. I don't care what Eric Bledsoe, I mean, Eric Bledsoe's fucking pulling the ball out and shooting a three, and Bam's like, okay, dude, take that. I don't care what you do. Like, they just don't respect Eric Bledsoe whatsoever. I'm not scared of Dante DiVincenzo. What the fuck is Dante DiVincenzo? What do you think I'm scared
of that?
I don't give a shit. Do it again. Do it again. You think I'm scared of George Hill? I've seen the Heat fucking send George Hill to like 80 different teams. All they do is fucking destroy George Hill. They said, I mean, all the Heat have made a career out of embarrassing George Hill. Get George Hill and his skinny fucking arms out of here. He's a great guy, great advocate for social change. As a basketball player, baby, Heat is their daddy. And Middleton, do it again. Lopez, I'm not scared of you either. They've tried to trade Lopez to the Heat like 5 million times, and nobody ever wants him. Do it again.
Okay. Okay.
Do it again, Middleton.
Do you think that something that could help seal the deal in this situation would be, are you still pro Kendrick Nunn minutes?
Because no, I'm never pro Kendrick Nunn minutes.
I mean, I agree, but it seems like there's a lot of people willing to give him a chance in this series for strategical reasons.
Not anymore. You know,
the Bucks, like, you know, have no problem, you know, going under screens, which obviously presents Kendrick natural opportunities to shoot. But the big problem is that dude has not been able to make anything in the bubble. And today he was another 1-for-4, 1-for-3 from behind the arc. Team worst -7 in 7 minutes. And, you know, those are 7 valuable minutes. You can win or lose a game in 7 minutes. And we might have learned that the hard way tonight.
I'm willing to go Derek if they have to play another guy.
From a very small amount of minutes.
Listen, if they have to go another guy, I'm going Derek. I'm just not even doing the Nunn thing anymore. I mean, he hasn't really been good. And I just think that now without Giannis, you have to survive defensively against the guards. I'm not worried about their offense. I think their offense is going to figure it out. As bad as it looked late today, I just think that they're going to be able to figure it out. Their offense has been the thing I've never been worried about. Defensively against the guards is what I'm worried about. But at the end of the day, I'm not that worried because you give Spo all this fuck. What else are they going to do? What are their options? That's their only trick. That's literally they had left.
So I have a question for you. Are you more or less scared of them with or without Giannis?
Without!
So the numbers say without Giannis.
No, I mean, obviously, like, you know, if you give me the choice, well, does Giannis play game 5 or not? If, as a Heat fan, I say, well, I don't want him there. Yeah, I'll give me DiVincenzo. Give me George Hill. Give me Eric Bledsoe.
What do you do if they lose game 5?
They don't.
And Giannis doesn't play?
They won't.
Do you want him to play in game 6?
No, they won't. They won't lose. They won't lose.
Okay, but entertain me for the sake of, like,
you I don't know, want him hypothetical. To play. I don't want him to play.
And I get it, you don't want
okay.
Entertain me.
Please. I am entertaining you. If they let's say
you're
in
not
the,
entertaining me, you're saying
in your hypothetical.
I get how you feel
in your hypothetical situation. If they lose game 5, which they won't, and then I'm given, then you're saying, how would you feel? I'll say, do it again. I'll tell those people, do it again. Beat this fucking team 3 times. Yes, I'd still prefer the guards. I'd still prefer everybody else. Do it again. I don't believe in those guys. I don't. That's a loser fucking franchise. What has Milwaukee ever done?
Okay.
What has Coach Bud ever done? Who are these people? Why are we scared of them? Why is he Twitter melting?
Win 3 more games in a row?
I don't think the Bucks are.
They still have to do.
I don't think they are. They're not. And I'm just sick and tired of seeing everyone on my timeline melt in fear. Listen, I watch sports scared. That's all I do. I'm paralyzed with fear at all times. But I could recognize who the fucking better team is. And Miami
Gianni
is the better team.
Knows when he smells a wounded deer.
Did someone say playoffs? NBA and NHL are playing for gold and our partners Bet Online have you covered. Get in on all the action, including a new NBA bracket contest with plenty of chances to win. MLB season is pushing into fall and there's no shortage of ways to bet with hundreds of odds, futures, and props. So take advantage of the return of sports. And remember, the casino never closes. Check it out all day, all night. Go to betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your welcome bonus. That's betonline.ag, promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online sportbook experts. Mm-hmm.